Good evening, Barbara Lee Van Horsen, the City of Grand Haven and the Momentum Center. This is the first opportunity I've had since you all took your role to be here at one of the commission meetings. So I want to take the first opportunity to welcome you and to thank you for wanting to serve your community. Second, I want to introduce myself as the director, the experimenter at the Momentum Center, one of the organizations that serves your constituents in this county, some of the most marginalized people, people with mental illness, addictions, and disabilities. And I wanted to assure people that we are very much open. I've been getting comments and questions about our hours, and so I wanted to clear that up. We are open 5 days a week and some weekends and some evenings, very much serving both Grand Haven and Holland. Many of our members do not drive, so there's not a lot of cars in the parking lot, and maybe that's what's throwing people off. But we have a very robust schedule going on, especially last week. When the weather was so horrible, we were very intentionally open throughout that entire period of time because we know how important community is for people who are at risk for isolation. So I just want to offer those assurances. Finally, I want to invite you all to participate in our next town hall, which will take place this Thursday in Grand Haven. The topic is mental health and politics, talking about both the positive and negative effects of politics on our emotional well-being. We have an amazing set of panelists, including Dr. Deidre Johnston from Hope College, Dr. James Dumaroff, a psychiatrist, a number of other professors, and I'm really excited about hearing from them, trying to move away from things like catastrophic thinking and being able to put ourselves in a good emotional place and recognize our value to each other as we all live in the same community. So open invitation. We do ask if you can to register just so we have an idea of how many people to expect and can be prepared. But if you forget, don't make that a barrier to coming and attending. Again, thank you for your service. And I look forward to seeing you over the next few years, because if we all work together, we'll keep gaining momentum.